Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hydman. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hydman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive towards third. Hydman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Joshua. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Joshua. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lescano. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydman takes first base on ball 4. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doyle throws to second for 1, and Burleson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Joshua moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Tom Murphy now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Doyle covering, for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's Brewers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lescano strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller is walked intentionally. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hyndman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 3 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joshua. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 3 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lynn bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and tags Burleson for the out. Doyle moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 2-1. Red Sox. Danny Frisella now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.